Some members of the South Sudan People Defense Force deployed at Sertenya to monitor tension and encroachment along the border says they are surviving on contribution from communities in the area. Timothy Loboy Lolori, commissioner of Ikotos County, says the community in his area was willing to contribute food to the National Army.
When a neighbor comes to you, and if you see him without something and a struggling life, and for you who have already settled, you will have that charity of helping. Every time sometimes coming to you asking for something, the most important thing, the behavior of the soldiers, they are really having that responsibility to guide the citizen. And community also see them, they don't have anything to eat, and that's why people came with that initiative.
Odong Joseph, Paramount Chief of Ikotos, says the food contribution will continue to feed soldiers protecting citizens from the insecurity at the border.
The soldiers were not living well, and they are very important to us. So the community decided to contribute some food items like millet, beans, and everything that can be given so that they have enough food when they are there. Another problem is the water. The place is far and there is no water source. And we also don't have fuel to transport water to them. We request the state government to drill water points in that area.
At least I have a problem on my way.
VOA contacted the South Sudan People Defense Force commander in Torit and Ikotos, but all declined to comment. Agostino Kaimola Loswak, a resident in Ikotos County, says community was requested by the authorities to support the forces that were deployed and people were happy to help. Agostino says since the deployment of the forces, the border is safe from encroachment.
We collected from each household a jar of millet, and others gave cash. Others who have more gave 2 jars, and anything that they can afford to give, millet, maize, beans, or sorghum. Those were the contribution by the community. The security in Ikotos is now good since the deployment of the forces at the border. Theft and raiding have now stopped. Also, those Ugandans who used to encroach our land have gone back to their location.
The Eastern Equatoria State Government deployed the South Sudan People Defense Force at Sertenya to protect property following tension that has led to killing and livestock raiding between communities on both sides of South Sudan-Uganda border. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatoria capital, Torit.